I pray give ear unto my tale of woe, which I'll declare that all may plainly know. Near Hartford lately was a murder done. Oh, 'twas a cruel one as was ever known. The good with evil herein was repaid. Him that did good the evil had betrayed. The world is lately grown to such a pass that one may fear another in this case. This money is the cause of many's death, as 'twas the cause that one late lost his breath. The devil and the money works together, as by my subject you may well consider. With tears of woe I am enforced to write that which may cause a tender heart to sigh, and sighing say this was a woeful case, that men should be so much void of all grace. Two brethren were there that did do the same. The first called Robert Reeve, the other's name was Richard Reeve. These did a horrid deed, and in my following verses shall proceed. Behold these lines, you that have any care, and from bloodshedding always do forbear. Though murder be committed secretly, yet for revenge to God it loud doth cry. And that sin goes not long unpunished, therefore let all men of this sin take heed. Many are daily from such crimes accused, and yet, alas, too commonly 'tis used. One of these brothers was in debt, I hear, unto that man which was his neighbor near. But he repaid him with an envious mind, and in the story you shall plainly find. Abraham Gearsy was his name that's killed by those two brothers, as the devil willed. He on a day demanded money due. I pray give ear and mark what doth ensue. They wished him to come home for to be paid, but for his life it seems they wait had laid. For one day 'twas his chance for to come there, not dreading that his death had been so near. Now these two brothers killed him instantly. No neighbor was there that did hear him cry, and being dead flung him in a saw pit, and covered him with such as they could get. Now having hid this murder in that kind, great search was made, but none this man could find. His friends lamented for him very sore, and made inquiry all the country o'er. 6 weeks it was ere it was plainly known, and many were examined hereupon. But these two brothers much suspected were, and at the last the truth it did appear. Some murmured and said that they did owe him money, and desired for to know whether they had given him satisfaction. Who said they had, they did not owe a fraction. About this money all did come to light. Now being put for to approve this right, they could in no wise justify the same, when they to true examination came. Now they were asked for acquittance made, but they had none, then others present said, where is your bond or witness of the same? That must be proved, or you will suffer blame. They being taxed on this wise confessed how they in bloody murder had transgressed. Then were they sent to Hartford gaol with speed, where they did answer for this wicked deed. This Linton Sizes last their fact was tried, where they were cast, condemned, and for it died. Robert was pressed to death because that he would not be tried by God and the country. Richard was hanged by his own father's door, which did torment and grieve his friends full sore. Now he and his brothers both do hang in chains. This is a just reward for murder's gains. I would entreat all men for to beware, eschew this crying sin and still forbear. Good Lord, methinks it is a cruel thing. Of all sins else, this may each conscience sting. This being done, what is he can forbear? With troubled conscience to shed many a tear. It is fearful sure for to be thought upon, although that it be near so secret done. Our God is love, and he doth charge us all to love each other, but we often fall from love and unity to envious evil. Thus leave we God and run unto the devil. This may be warning for all other men that do but hear of those vile brethren, and more considered is a fearful sight. To see them hanged, it would our hearts affright. Yet some there are that will not frightened be at all the warnings that they daily see. Too many do esteem such things as naught, or else there would not be such murder wrought. Thus to conclude, pray let's to God for grace, and always have his fear before our face. Lie bloody murder and such horrid sins, then God will keep you from such shameful ends.